Right, welcome back to the follow-up. The Noah and Eden now co-hosting together. Eden, my five-year-old daughter, and it's up to her to come up with our topics. So, Eden, what do we have today?
We are interviewing Mom, who is the vice president of eMarketer.
Yep, she's the vice president at eMarketer, a digital marketing research company in our home in New York City. We are not in New York City at the moment, of course. So, what do you want to ask Mom?
Why did you want to start working on eMarketer?
That's a good question. So I've been at eMarketer now for almost 10 years. In August, it'll be 10 years for me. So I've been there a long time. But before I started working at eMarketer, I started my career in print advertising sales. So I worked for a few different newspapers, magazines, an advertising agency, and focused on print advertising that went into those publications or at the agency helped our clients with their print spending. It got to the point where I had a feeling that the print advertising space wasn't necessarily going in an upwards direction, but there was something out there called digital advertising, and that was going to be a big thing pretty quickly. So I called up a recruiter that I knew from when I first moved to New York, and I said, I need to do something different. I need to do something in digital, but I don't really know what that entails. Do you have anything? So she talked to me about a few different options, and she said, I also have this company that you might be interested in called eMarketer, and it's a digital research company, and they've been around at that point for about 13 years, so they're beyond the startup phase, and they're looking for somebody who is an account manager. And I had been working at that time in mostly new business, finding new clients. But the account management opportunity was interesting to me because I was able to work with existing clients and grow their business instead of finding new clients. So a different kind of selling. And I met with the president of eMarketer, who at the time was named Lisa. We met on a Wednesday. I remember the meeting very, very well. I met her at 5 o'clock. I told my boss at my old job that I had to go to the eye doctor, which I don't know where that came from. I don't wear eyeglasses.
That's when it's okay to lie. Yeah, because you're not hurting. You're not hurting anybody, and it's okay in that case.
So I remember the exact dress I was wearing, and I went to the office at 5 o'clock, and I spoke to Lisa for about an hour, and by Friday I had the job. So 2 days later, what was exciting to me about eMarketer was that it wasn't selling digital advertising, but it was a way to learn about all different areas of digital through eMarketer's research. Mm-hmm. So I thought, at the very least, at this company, I'll learn more about digital, and hopefully I like it. And if not, at least I learned something. But 10 years later, still here.
And digital is like what we're doing on the podcast or what you do on the computer. That's all called digital, not like the television or the magazine or a newspaper. Yeah. Is that what you studied at Penn State?
At Penn State, I was an advertising major, so I thought I would work at an advertising agency as a media buyer. I thought I was going to be buying media, whether that's newspaper, magazine, television, radio, classifieds, on behalf of other brands. So that's where I thought my future was headed. I got into sales because I was connected with somebody who at the time was working as the publisher at a daily newspaper in Washington, D.C., where I moved after college. And I called him up just for some advice on the market. And he said, well, I'm hiring salespeople at this newspaper. So if you or any of your friends are interested, please let me know. And I said, well, I guess I'm interested. So that's how it happened.
Okay, that was good.
That is good. Yeah. That is good. What other questions do you have for Mom? About her job or about Penn State, what would you like to know?
Why do you still like eMarketer? What do you like about it?
So eMarketer has always been, for me, a great place to work. They have a great company culture. We have a great product that people really rely on. I think that was the biggest reason why I really wanted to go to eMarketer, and what sold me on it was the fact that we weren't just selling space in a magazine or on a website or in a newspaper. We were actually selling a product that was extremely valuable to people and that people could directly tie what they call return on investment to the product. So people would say, I use eMarketer for, and then they could insert something there. I use it for strategic planning. I use it to get more sales for the business. So because there were so many great testimonials about the product, I felt confident that that would be a great place to work. And since I've been there, I have felt that the company has always been very fair to me. I've had a number of opportunities to grow within the company. There's great people that I work with. I've gotten to travel around the world for eMarketer. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I'm still very happy there.
Yeah, so it seems like it's a really good place to work.
It is. For you. It is.
Mm-hmm. Eden, do you know what it means when mom says it has a great company culture? No. Okay, so that's a good question to ask. What does it mean to have a great company culture?
So a good company culture can mean many different things depending on the type of company that you're a part of. But eMarketer's culture, I think, has really changed over the last 10 years that I've been there. We were a very small company when I started, I think about 70 people. And now we've grown to over 200 people. So the needs of the employees and what they're interested in has really changed. So when I first started, the culture was that it was very casual, which was very different than my old company that I worked for. We had frequent acknowledgement of employees who were doing a great job. We used to have a quarterly MVP, most valuable player. We used to call it EMVP, just to acknowledge somebody at the company that did a great job. I had never experienced that before. We used to have frequent happy hours in the office, which were always pretty funny because our office was so small at that point that they would blow up a children's swimming pool about this big and put some drinks in there with ice and put that on the conference table. That was our initial happy hours at that time.
Must have been a lot of snapple.
But now that but now that's really changed to where we are having company-wide available workouts where somebody can do a yoga class after work that's provided through the company. We have other employee development learning sessions where somebody can better understand how, especially today, how they can work from home and make themselves happier during this change that we're going through. We also have different happy hours from the company. We have diversity and inclusion gatherings. We have book clubs. So there's lots of things at the company that somebody can be a part of to feel more part of that community at the office.
So you have a lot of different things that don't just, that are not just work.
Exactly. It's exactly.
Yoga. You can do yoga. You can have happy hours sometimes.
Right. So a lot of people feel that they want a more of a stronger connection to their coworkers because these are people that you sit around for maybe 8 to 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that the company should promote having people find new ways to get to know each other. Yeah. So, for example, we have had a session roughly on a monthly basis where they pick a different topic and we get to know people in the company a little bit better and also a little bit differently. So some examples were a few people, I was a part of this one, we did a panel on working parents where people could share with the company what their day-to-day is like when they have kids at home, which is a very different schedule than somebody who does not have kids at home and does not have that same responsibility. We do a lot also with the different monthly themes. So usually every month there's some sort of event, whether that's a Women's History Month or a Black History Month or
a cause.
Yeah, a cause. We've done things for Autism Awareness Month. So there's lots of different ways that we can tie in things that are happening not only in the news but also in people's lives to make somebody who sits next to you a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, you know, you always ask us, when did you learn that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we always say, you learn it in school, learn it in life. And we're always trying to tell you certain things that we know that you don't know yet, but we know from our own experiences. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask mom, is there something, knowing what you know now about your career and where you are in your career, is there something that you would tell 17-year-old Marissa going into Penn State that being in college that you shouldn't do or something that you should have been more focused on?
I think I probably would have been focused in college more on networking and making different connections. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier now.
That means explain networking.
Networking is where you're meeting people in different industries that you may already be in, mm-hmm. or that you want to be a part in. So in college, if I thought at that time that I wanted to be working at an ad agency in the advertising world, maybe I should have been thinking about different connections that I wanted to make that could have helped me in my career. I think also what I would have thought about is just keeping up with the news a little bit more. Right now, that's something I do all the time. I read industry news every single morning before work. I use it in my conversations with clients. I think in college, I probably would have been more focused on advertising news at that time, if that was something that I was really interested in. Mm-hmm. But just keeping up with what's going on. So I would tell people who are either starting out in their careers or are in college trying to figure out what they want to do, I would tell them just read as much as you can about different industries or different companies and what they're doing right now, and try to use that within your conversations with people that you want to meet or people that you're already talking to.
So when you were in college, you could have done a few more things.
Correct.
Well, I think this was lovely.
Yeah.
Did you learn something about Mom that you didn't know before? Yeah. You learned some things about Mom?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, thanks for having me. It was nice chatting with you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the follow-up. Eden, nice job.